now I have Catherine Cox from Family Carers Ireland. Good afternoon, Catherine.
Good afternoon, John.
And thank you very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about how you're teaming up with IT Carlow for a certificate in family caring. Before we get into that, just tell us a little bit about Family Carers Ireland, because there's a lot of people out there looking after people in different situations, you know, children, parents, etc.
Yep, so Family Carers Ireland, we're actually around now about 25 years. And basically, we are a charity, a national charity, and we support family carers. And when we talk about family carers, we mean anybody who's caring for a loved one in their own home, where that person has maybe high needs. So it could be a child with a disability, it could be an adult with either physical, intellectual disability, or it could be a daughter or son maybe caring for their aging parents or grandparents. So it is really about the family care, so that family member caring for their loved one who is quite often high dependency in their own home. So in terms of, I suppose, what Family Carers offer, Family Carers Ireland, we offer training for family carers, which we'll be talking about, but we also offer emotional support like counselling for carers, particularly when they're going through very difficult periods. We also offer information around their rights and entitlement, if they're entitled to a social welfare payment, and if they're turned down for those, we also offer advocacy and support around appealing those decisions. So we're a national charity there to support the family carer any way we can. And we know there's about 355,000 family carers across the country. And while some of them are caring full-time 24/7, we also have a very high percentage of carers who might be juggling paid work with care in the home as well. So it's important to recognise those carers. And we do have a new programme in place called Caring Employers, where we target employers of carers who are maybe working part-time and juggling care in the home, and we target them to try and provide support to those employers to support their caring employees as well. So that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it than that.
But yes.
You talked about emotional stuff there, and it can be very emotional, especially if you're looking after a parent, an ill parent who's not well. And there's skills needed and there's psychology needed as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, we did some research very recently with the College of Psychiatry Ireland, and we found that of the carers surveyed, about 50% of the carers themselves suffer with mental health issues, depression, anxiety. Many carers reach what we call burnout because, unfortunately, in Ireland, carers don't get the supports that they need. And we consistently talk about this postcode lottery of services for carers. Where you live determines what you will or what you won't get. So a carer in Kilkenny will get very different supports, for example, for a carer in Dublin. And I think one of the biggest challenges for all carers across the country is not being able to access respite when they need it. And we've seen in the news in the last few days, respite centres closing down around the country, respite beds being closed down, and then lack of home care as well, lack of home care packages. So if somebody's caring for a loved one in their home, it is difficult, if not impossible now, to get a home care package to help that carer provide those high levels of care. So there are so many challenges facing carers. And one of the things we always say is, you know, nobody should have to care alone. Yet many carers are doing that because they're not getting the supports that they need.
Yeah, and you mentioned respite there for the carers. It's also very hard to get respite for the people who are being cared for as well.
Absolutely. And when we talk about respite, that's exactly what we mean. So it's either respite where the cared for person will go into respite, into a residential centre, or in some cases it's respite where somebody will come into the home and care for the cared for person. And that gives the carer a break then from their caring role. And, you know, they can get out, maybe get shopping done. In some cases, maybe they get to go to bed and catch up and sleep, maybe that they've lost from the night before. So respite is so vital for both the cared for person and the family carer.
Yeah, and we touched there on skills that carers need. If for instance, if you're looking after a person that needs to be lifted or moved, there's a special way of doing that, isn't there, Catherine?
Absolutely. And one of the training courses that we provide is right around that. So it's patient movement and handling. So it teaches or trains the carer, gives them the skills, how to lift and move the person they're caring for safely so that they don't injure themselves or don't injure the person they're caring for. And that's vital. But so many carers don't have that training, because quite often a carer literally becomes a carer overnight. If, you know, a child is born with disability or a loved one is in an accident or maybe has a stroke. So they don't have those skills, and it is so important that they get that training at the early stage of their caring role to prevent them either damaging their own backs physically or, you know, as I said, it's very important for the safety of the cared for person as well. So that's one of the training courses that Family Carers Ireland provide for carers across the country.
Right. Now, we'll talk about this certificate in family caring. Mm. Dan, you're teaming up with the Institute of Technology in Carlow. This isn't going to be limited to certain areas, is it? Is this going to be?
No, it's not. Yeah. So basically, about 2 years ago, I think at this point now, we applied for funding with the Dormant Accounts, which is administered by Pubble. And so one of the areas where we saw a need for was certainly around training for family carers. But what we really wanted to do was get a course that would have certificate attached to it. So it would be accredited training. It would be recognised, you know, it would be recognised if, for example, a person maybe wanted to go on and work in the area. So what we did is we teamed up with the IT Carlow, and now we have created a certificate which is specifically for family carers. So it's a family carer training programme, and it is accredited by the IT Carlow, but we run it across the whole country. So we've run three already, one in Bray, one in Limerick and one in Newbridge. And then we're going to run another six next year in Dublin, Cork, Clonmel, Cavan, Roscommon and Mullingar. So we've gone across the country. It is, I think, 7 weeks in total. It is 3 hours per week. So it's not a huge amount of time, because we recognise how difficult it can be for carers to get out. But we also have some funding to provide respite in certain situations where if the carer needs to get out for the training, we can actually cover the cost of somebody going in to care for their loved one during that time, which is really important. So it is a magnificent course. It includes the patient movement and handling training. It also covers things like practical care skills, how to deal with challenging behaviour. It touches on incontinency. And, you know, other issues that probably carers face every day in their caring role. And I think what's really important is it gives the carer a certificate at the end of it so they can, you know, use that, as I said, if maybe somewhere down the line they may look at going back into the paid workforce, either full-time or part-time.
Yeah, and we said already, carers, they can get down in the dumps, they can be lonely and their self-confidence mm-hmm. can take a dive. And receiving this certificate would lift their self-confidence, I'd imagine.
Absolutely. And we launched this just 2 days ago. And one of the carers that was there, I'll just read you what she said, because I just thought it was so perfect. She said, "I left school at 16 thinking I knew best, but always regretted not going on to further education. I have suffered with poor mental health and low self-esteem and was full of anxiety about starting this course. Having now completed the course, I feel a new sense of confidence in myself and my ability to look after my loved one, but also to look after myself." Because a lot of carers completely ignore their own mental and physical health and well-being because they're caring for their loved ones. So I think the course was one of the things it looks at was reducing the social isolation for carers, because they're meeting other carers, they provide peer support. But I think it is really about giving them the confidence as well. Most of the carers have these skills already. They're doing it every day. But this just, I suppose, puts a stamp on that and recognises and acknowledges those skills and gives them something then to use in the future as well.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much for informing us about it. If there's somebody listening out there and they want to get involved, is there a website or an information?
There is. Indeed, yes. So they can go to our website, which is www.familycarers.ie. They can also ring our free phone care line, which is 1-800-240-7-24. And our volunteers in the care line will be happy to talk to them. And then they can drop into, we have 22 centres around the country. So if they go onto the website, they can see what centre is in their location. So we'd be delighted to hear from people. I know there is a high demand for those courses in particular, but we do have other courses and workshops going on right across the country. So, you know, I would encourage as many family carers to make contact and see if there is something in your area, and we'd be delighted to chat with you as well.
Well, that's great, Catherine. Thank you very much for that. And it's family carers.ie.
www.familycaresireland.ie. That's the website.
I'll let you go. And thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
I know you're an amazing.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.